Random House Audio presents Spare Change by Robert B. Parker. Read for you by Kate Burton. Chapter 1. I sat with my father at the kitchen table and looked at the old crime scene photographs. Four men and three women, each shot behind the right ear. Each with a scatter of three coins near their head, as they lay on the ground. There was in the implacable crime scene photography no sense of lives suddenly extinguished, fear suddenly snuffed, no smell of gunshot or sound of pain. Just some dead bodies. The pictures were accurate and inclusive, but they distanced me from the subject. I didn't know if it was me or the process. Paintings didn't do it. "The spare change killer," I said. My father grunted. "Papers like that name," he said. "Because of the coins, we thought at first maybe the perp was a panhandler, you know, spare change. And when the guy starts to give him some, the killer pops him and he drops the coins."
"Pops him in the back of the head?" I said.
"Yeah, that sort of bothered us too," my father said. "But you know how it goes. You got something like this, you try out every theory you can."
"I remember this," I said.
"Yeah, you were about 12, my father said, "when it started. And maybe 15 when it was over."
"My memory was of how much you weren't home," I said.
My father nodded.
"And then it just stopped," I said.
My father nodded again.
"And you never caught him," I said. My father shook his head.